It's funny. I was in such a dark place at that time. I turned to health and wellness to kind of get me through it. I signed up for my first marathon. And I would go on these training runs with these strangers in Central Park and over these long runs, like miles and miles. I was just sort of working through, what am I doing with myself? Could I really leave this job that pays so well? The night before one of our longest runs, I had a dream that I was an editor at a health and fitness magazine.
You're listening to the Almost 30 Podcast, a lifestyle podcast hosted by Krista Williams and Lindsay Simsek.
Tune in for a new episode every Tuesday to hear our honest conversations about topics like wellness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and self-development with guests who are really smart, really inspirational,
and really fucking funny. It's real, it's raw, and it's unfiltered.
Inspired by our transition from our 20s to our 30s, we realized it's so much more than that. Our mission is to provide you with the tools, guidance, and motivation to help you navigate any transitions in your life and propel your personal growth.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Almost 30 Podcast.
Here we go.
Hello. This is me talking in my belly breath. Talking in my true note.
True note.
True clear. Crystal clear.
I was doing that in the shower.
I was too, actually, the other day in the car after we talked about Om.
You sing in the shower? Does Justin care?
Mm-mm. I don't really sing in the shower.
But like, do you make noises? Like,
mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think. I'm just in and out. I'm so quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't really, mm-hmm. I don't really dawdle.
I'm not a long shower taker.
Me neither.
Either.
I don't.
I actually do want to see what people are doing when they are taking a 25-minute shower.
Yeah, me too. I'm like,
do you do multiple washes?
Justin does like a figure eight. He like steps in, he steps out, he steps in, he steps out.
Wait,
he like
wait, gets wait, his back. Wait, what?
He literally standing there and he'll be like this and then he'll turn around and do like a figure eight. I like watch him. He like touches his left shoulder and then he touches his right shoulder.
It's Isn't hilarious. It funny how we have like, we bathe and towel off in such a habitual way.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I like don't towel off.
Oh.
Because I heard that it gives you, your skin gets more moisturized by not because the water.
Oh.
And I've always had really dry skin.
It's one
skin.
Of those facts that now that you told me that, I'll never towel off
I know.
Again.
And so I'm always dripping everywhere. And everyone's like, why are you dripping?
I just know that you drip everywhere and then you put lotion on top of it. So you're
I'm
like
real wet.
You're real wet.
That's
for
why my
like
couch
an hour.
Is all stained. Yo, any LA-based interior designers, holler at me if you want to do a really low budget project.
I think your budget's pretty good, to be honest.
And design an apartment.
Yeah.
I would love to have you. Send your pitches my way, 100blogla@gmail.com.
Honestly, you're probably going to get a lot right now.
No spam. Literally, though, I need some of y'all. So,
what's your style?
Art Deco boho.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like it's like modern with like a boho like hominess.
Yeah,
like,
and I want to make it a little bit more masculine than it's been.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
For Justin. And since we have such dark wood.
Masculine feels good in a space. Like just kind of like mm-hmm. masculine lines, like mm-hmm. patterns. Sometimes when it's too, not that you ever have had too girly, but
I had a little banner over my bed.
That wasn't a banner.
What is it?
It was cool.
It's like a little tassel thing from Urban.
It was like a boho banner.
It was dumb. And then I had this little like gold thing that was like... It said, stay a while.
That's where you hang your keys.
Maddie, that was so funny. Maddie saw it and he was like, this is basic and you're not basic. And it's the truth. It's the truest thing I've ever heard.
Dude, Maddie will read anyone in their homes.
I love it. I love about your thing when he's like, this is cute. What's this?
What's this?
I
have a really dumb, what do you call it? Like almost like a dream catcher type thing from Target, therefore
it's
it doesn't catch dreams.
Yeah.
It literally feels like a mop. Anyway, he saw it and he's like, he's like, what's this? And I was like, I know you hate it. Can you find me something new?
Not to be a bitch, but I love that. It's like, I don't mean to be a bitch, but I'm going to say the bitchiest thing that ever existed.
He's the best.
That's not him at all.
No, literally. I know. Like,
just think
girls
about when
we were in middle school, not to be a bitch, but.
I don't want you to take this personally, but like, I think your mom ruined your life from your childhood.
To be honest.
Yeah. If you want me to be honest with you, but sometimes it's like, when do you not be honest? Like,
yeah, that's, well, that's the whole
I'm
thing.
I'm having a hard time too. Like, I kind of want to be more honest.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah. You know, like oh, right cool. now.
You want to say be professional? My fucking computer.
Be prof. Who dat?
It's my brother.
Dilly. Dilly pickle low riding.
Literally, Krista got in my car today and she like leaned all the way back and she's like, who was in your car? And I was like, my brother.
Yeah, he's literally horizontal. Too cool for life. I actually, when I lived in Ohio, I used to skirt around town in my Honda Civic with a high spoiler. Fuck. And I would lay horizontal basically listening to Young Jeezy. Please picture it.
Fuck.
I would bump Young Jeezy so fucking hard to like fucking Cheesecake Factory and like,
damn,
dude. And like Outback Steakhouse where I worked. I would speed too all the time. I don't know.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I literally like, can visualize
isn't
it.
That hilarious. Right?
No.
It was the best.
Did you have like back then, like a CD book? Mm-hmm. Like, were you popping in CDs?
100%. So many.
CDs. And then what else was cool to have in your car that like
burn CDs? People would always have like a visor hanging or necklaces or like little lanyards and shit. I didn't really have those. I don't think I had like a lanyard mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm trying to think. Yeah, you'd always have.
Did you have a souped up car a little bit or no?
No. Well, the spoiler was the only thing that was kind of souped up and it came on it.
What's a spoiler again?
The back.
Oh, yeah.
My dad was like, cool. If you don't get in a car accident for a year, I'll get you like like rims. Neon rims or something.
Oh my God.
Or a new system. And I was kind of even hesitant at that point because I was borderline being kind of.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I got in a car accident. So I've probably been in more car accidents than anyone in the world. I've been in it probably 25. At least 25. It's bad. I wonder if that's how I'm gonna go.
No, don't say that. But I've been having a lot of anxiety driving around LA lately, and I don't want to because I think that attracts the chaos on the road.
100%.
Like I actively calm my mind because I will visualize things happening.
I know.
And then have to like blink myself out of it like a freak.
I just calm my mind and I just like start scrolling Instagram while driving. So I'm just joshing. No, sometimes I have to throw my phone in the back seat so I don't get on it. I don't do it. I just stopped. I'm tempted to.
We're always fucking stopped in traffic or at a light or whatever. Yep. So it is tempting, but yeah, fucking can't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Quick question. Any free, so design help also for you. For you nutritionists, is it bad to have pea protein every day?
Oh.
I think I have vegan protein every day because I have like a Fab Four smoothie.
Uh-huh. That's is a good question.
I want to know.
Are you gassy?
Feel fine. I just don't know if it's like something that, you know, how
almost
you
like a corn or something, but it's not corn.
Yeah,
you know what
just
I mean?
Like cycling like, your food. Like you, I don't know if you should be having the same thing every day.
Sometimes it freaks me out to know that I'm drinking peas.
Yeah, it's weird.
I like it. Like, it tastes good. It's fine. It's just like...
I don't really eat peas. Just how do they do it? How do you get this from a pea?
I think you ground it, right? Like...
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy to think about.
Lots of peas are dying.
Yeah. Rip peas.
Rip peas. Oh, did we want to take a...
Oh, yeah.
Question from the group?
Yeah. So in the group, you guys were kind of popping off on some questions for us. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay and I are going to do a solo episode on questions that you had, but wanted to just answer one for you right now during our intro as it relates to our episode today that we are so excited about. And this is top five health behaviors us prioritize on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You want to start? I can start.
Yeah, you can start.
Yep. Meditation. Sorry, guys. If you wanted something new, you're not going to get it. I'm going to fucking tell you about meditation again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
Meditation.
It works.
Number one, changes my life, changes everything about my life, makes me happier, makes me more calm. I do Tara Brach meditations. I've talked about that before. But it's really just like sitting down, setting a timer if I have to, and then getting quiet and getting relaxed. Like I haven't really done a deep meditation in a long time. And last night I did a deep meditation before bed. I slept like a fucking baby. Rock.
Yeah.
It was the best.
And also I'm thinking about people who perhaps are having trouble meditating. And I was one of those people for sure. So I think noticing what you're doing, eating, drinking, maybe like the hour leading up to a meditation too. Like I was noticing if I had any like caffeine, even if it's just matcha, like before you meditate, like it could create this buzz in your body that doesn't quite align with like the deep relaxation, the deep mental space that you want to drop into. So I was noticing that was affecting me. Also, I try not to be, so I do it in the morning because I'm not on my phone until after I sit and be still. But when I was attempting to do meditation before, when I was looking at my phone before, it would be harder to drop in. Mm. So maybe noticing like if you're on technology, checking emails before, like see if you can take that maybe a half hour before and just like get quiet in everything you do, like start to slow down, kind of put into neutral, and then you settle in. Because to go from like chaotic to peaceful takes practice. You could do it. You could easily do it because you've been doing it for a long time. But I think for people just starting out meditating, you know, shift into neutral before with what you eat, with what you do.
It's a good one.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Okay. I've been noticing, I've been, in terms of my diet, you guys know I went off coffee at some point using Four Sigmatic. And then in the last like month, I've been incorporating a little bit of coffee every once in a while. So probably like 3 times a week. And I just noticed for my body, like I'm getting like pretty nerdy about when I have it, what I'm having it with, what I'm going to be doing right after so that I can really use it instead of it just kind of like being in my body and I have this energy. I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. So I just make sure to like when I'm eating and I try to eat intuitively, I always like ask my body, I'm like, okay, what are you hungry for? You know, and I try not to force myself to eat something I don't want to eat or drink, but I am pretty mindful about the activity or the doing afterwards. So if I'm going to eat, you know, like I'm just trying to think of something like high in protein that might take a little bit more energy to digest. I'm going to be mindful about what I'm doing right after. I might not want to sit down and like write and be creative because like there's a lot of just energy in my belly. So I might take a walk.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? Just being a little bit more mindful because I think some people get tripped up when they eat certain things and they're wondering why they can't like run right after or something. So just being more mindful about the types of food, the energy that it gives me, and how it makes me feel mentally and physically. I'm just trying to be a little bit more in tune.
That's a good one. I just let it take me over. Something else I've been doing is celery juice in the morning.
Good one.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Press Juicery has celery juice you can buy, and then you can also make your own if you want, or some health food stores have it. But it's been just really nice right when I wake up. So I don't really get thirsty and I kind of need like a little bit of salt or a little bit of flavor. So I just kind of like chug 16 ounces of celery juice, and it's really good for detoxing if you're looking to do that, improve your digestion, and then all helps with inflammation. And I know that Alyssa Goodman, who we've had on the podcast, is a huge fan of that. She's a huge fan of juicing and she loves that it's so gut friendly. So she's been talking about that for a long time. But you can Google the health benefits of celery juice in the morning, but that's kind of like a simple thing that you guys can do that I've really been loving.
I'm pressed juice. Got it right.
Yeah, they got it right.
No one does celery juice.
No.
Besides like a health market that has a little juice bar.
I was blown away that they have
Erewhon doesn't even have celery juice.
I know, man.
And I was like looking for it. I'm like, you guys should have celery juice.
I know, like have celery juice, make it $20. I'll buy it. I bought a bag of sweet potato chips for $25 the other day.
What do you mean?
There's a bag of dehydrated sweet potato chips called Sweet Potato Awesome and they're fucking bomb. It was $23.99.
Were they dusted with like
Gold? Like frankincense? Dude, no. I didn't even know till I got home. I was like, oh, that was a little bit more expensive than usual. And then I was like, oh. So I was like, oh, I'm going to eat the whole thing now.
Of course. Let me see what it feels like to eat $25 worth of chips. Like literally. I do it all the time. Okay. Where I'm like, I just ate $25. Whatever. Also, why is coconut yogurt so expensive? Someone please help this market. Yeah. Why is a jar $24?
It's the probiotics, but I don't know why those are that expensive.
I don't care.
I ate a whole thing of coconut coal one time. It's like water.
It's so good.
It's so good, but I don't like it. I don't use a dollop. I don't dollop anything.
Yeah. Okay, next one is for me. I've been very affected. I don't even know if this is health and wellness, but take it as you wish. By smells. So like incense, sage, palo santo, essential oils, all the things, you know? That. So even if it seems like a little bit extra, I'm usually always burning something. There's something about lighting something on fire and like blowing it out and just kind of, I don't know what it is. Like whatever ritual you have, cool. And Krista just used sage and Palo Santos in cleansing and blessing her new home, which is something that you should absolutely do if you're moving into a new place. Mm. I do it before I meditate. I do it before I sit down and write. Like I just, for some reason, it like helps me ritualize things that are important to me. So burn some shit. That's all.
I love that one. Yeah, I think you're really good about the scent thing. And the scent thing is about, you know, like keeping a nice home and like just being really thoughtful about your home. Something I did for my health that really truly is for my health is moving. And I know I've mentioned it before, but being in a congested space in a smaller space for me energetically was not doing me any favors for my health. And I felt like, and this is very energetic and esoteric and kind of weird and woo-woo, so take it as you will. But for me, it was really, it created a really stagnant energy in my body and it created a really stuck energy in my body. And I feel so much freer being in a new invigorated space. Mm-hmm. So moving was essential for me. So maybe it's not moving for you if you don't want to move. Maybe it's rearranging your furniture, cleaning out your whole apartment, organizing your whole apartment. All of the things that come with moving, you can kind of incorporate in your home now or energetically cleaning it. But really moving and having a new space and energy has been really helpful for my health.
I think that's such a good one. Well, I often think people overlook the effect their space has on them.
Yep.
I have a friend now who's in a space and they don't really realize that it's like really not great, stagnant energy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's nothing on them. It's just like, you kind of forget. And actually that was me in New York, to be honest. Mm. Like I didn't realize that like my space was, I was trapped.
Yep.
I was trapped. There was no light, no like fresh air coming through. So yeah, I completely agree.
Love that.
Completely agree. Next health bit for me, I've invested in having someone stretch me.
Oh, at Stretch Lab?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's, I'm doing like a monthly, I don't know, it's like 100 and something for like 5 stretches.
Oh, that's great.
Something like that. I forget what it exactly, I'll let you know. But Stretch Lab is actually, they're franchising now. So hopefully it comes to your city. But listen, for me, it's more, I'll do it once a week or twice a week. And it's just a reminder of how amazing stretching feels and that I can do it on my own. It's really nice to have someone resistance stretch you. So that's when like you're kind of pressing against their force and then you release it so that, I actually don't know the science behind it. So we should actually ask my stretch guy that. But it's effective and it just reminds me how good I feel when I stretch. So it makes it more of a habit on my own.
Do you have a crush on him?
Not the one that I had the last time, but I saw this cute guy stretching this other guy. Mm-hmm. And he's real cute. Mm. Truly. I think I found him on Instagram. I was like, oh, follow. Oh, you have a girlfriend. Oh, all right, but
unfollow.
Cool. Unfollow. Psych.
Psych. You're like, JK, that was my thumb.
It is kind of nice to have someone like just, even if it's like whatever, it's just like, someone's like putting force on your body.
I try and get Justin to do it all the time and he like can't do it.
He's like, it's too hard.
He'll be like, he'll just like hold up my arm. I'm like, you need to figure this out because this is one of the benefits of being in a relationship is having
someone.
And we don't leverage that. We don't leverage some of the benefits of being in a relationship enough. It's like so stretching each true. Other. I mean, I have to massage him every fucking time I'm like in my apartment, which is so annoying. My friend, this is hilarious. So we were at a wedding and Justin's guy friend, he goes, you know, me and it's Anthony is the best. And he goes, me and Mandy, you know, we don't fight a lot, but you know, when we fight, it's about her not running to rub my back. And Justin's like, oh my God, same with me. First, I never want
guys
to rub
love to commiserate.
My back. And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, Mandy says it's her nails. So what she does is takes a fork from the kitchen. Oh. And he's like, and I'll show you what kind of forks are good forks. They have to be like soft at the ends. And he was like showing forks that he likes his back rubbed with.
Oh, it was fucking amazing. My God.
Dude, but mine's like at the end of the fucking day. I'm like, yo, I've been up doing blah, 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 blah. Like, people want to ask about balance. Balance is saying no to scratching your boyfriend's back every night. That's how I say balance. I say yes to everything else I shouldn't. And I say no to scratching backs.
Scratching backs, man. Well, you know why?
Because
like, his mom probably scratches back or his grandma. Like, I remember my nanny used to scratch my back.
Yes. Say it 100 times.
Yeah.
One of his parents is scratching his freaking back. For real. Okay.
That's cute.
So my turn now. One thing that I have been doing and really loving has been reincorporating more fat into my diet. Mm. So I was on the train and I've been on it, but kind of focusing on it again after we had Dave Asprey on from Bulletproof. Him really talking about the benefits of fat and incorporating that has really just helped me to refocus on it. So I've been putting avocado in my smoothies again, mm-hmm. having the oils, having the avocado mayonnaise and mm-hmm. from Chosen Foods. So Chosen Foods has really, really amazing mayonnaises and then dressings and like avocado products. Yeah. And I've been incorporating that like in all my cooking and stuff, which
it makes it
awesome.
Easy to incorporate. Yeah. What
like
you
right
need.
Now I had, so good. Or last night I had my Thistle meal. And then I had some Chosen Foods like of their mayo in my meal. And I was full all night. Felt great. This morning I've had my Fab Four smoothie. I actually had the Organifi protein, which I really like.
Oh, yeah.
It's bomb. And then I put the turmeric, their gold powder mix in there, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then full avocado. And I've been like full since 8. And it feels great to like have stable blood sugar in that way. So refocusing on fat has been really awesome.
Yeah, I completely agree. My mental clarity has definitely been improved since mainly like cutting back on carbs and increasing the fat. That's I think the
for
key.
Sure.
You know, the carbs definitely give me that bread head. And I guess last one for me, I mean, I'm a pretty regular pooper and I think it's because one fiber in the diet, but I take magnesium before bed. So by morning, it's just like going. So for me, that really helps. And we actually had Robin Euculus on, or we talked to her the other day. That episode will be out soon. But when I get up, it's that hydration. I'm really not good about hydrating. Yeah. Getting, you know, it's just a constant struggle. And so when I get up, I don't get out of bed until I finish that water bottle next to my bed. It just lubricates everything. And within 20 minutes, I'm like ready to go.
Yeah. I did it this morning. It was major. And then a last thing for both of us is ClassPass.
Oh,
dude, I've been on. Yo, I swear to God, I'm one of the founding members.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
I want to see how many classes I've taken, actually.
Oh, it's a great question. I've been using ClassPass for 5 years. In New York, I got it. And I was the $99 a month at the time plan, unlimited. I was crushing. Like, that's when I was auditioning for Soul. It's just like, Lindsay and I are on tour. We're using it. I'm using it on tour in every city we go
every
to.
Every city.
It's so I can find great fucking studios. It's so easy. It's just like a pass that works everywhere. I have like loved ClassPass for so long. They have 10,000 studios around the world. And you can do things. I've done yoga, boot camps. I do cryo. So in Santa Monica, if you want to go to cryotherapy, you can go to Cryo Zone.
Such a good one.
With ClassPass. And it just really makes you accountable. And it's more than like the workout. It just helps me feel sane in each of the cities, you know, that we're going to.
Yeah, I completely agree. How many classes have you taken, bitch?
Okay. How many classes have you taken?
I actually don't know if I like stopped my membership.
No. Okay.
156.
Honey.
What do you have? 300?
500 plus.
Oh my God. No, that's not it.
500 classes. Those are my achievements.
But when you go past?
Honey, 500.
Where do you go to achievements?
I don't know if you have them.
See all. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, you
that's
bitch.
So embarrassing.
Oh, because you go to fucking cryo 85 times.
No, I go to 100 classes a day. I love class pass. Sorry, you guys. Hey, hit me up if you're 500 class. We should probably start our own club. but also, so we are actually sponsored and not, but we are working with class pass because they're such a great brand and partner.
Yeah, so
if you guys want to do a week free trial, you can classpass.com/try/almost30. Mm-hmm. So classpass.com/try/almost30, and you can get a free week trial. So you can go to the cryo, you can go to Pilates, yoga, get your free week, get in your free classes with ClassPass. I have done this for years and I'm so excited for you guys to try it.
Also on ClassPass now, they have ClassPass Live, which are live classes on the app. Ugh, it's the best. And you can rate the classes too. So if you have any feedback, like it's this, you know, you feel like you're connected to the community in that way. Yep. Okay, guys. So on today's episode, we have Liz Plosser,
Editor-in-Chief
of Women's Health Magazine, which is one, a staple. I've always been attracted to the Women's Health Magazine because it's showcased just like real women, athletic, real bodies. And Liz is going even further in trying to diversify what is being published in this magazine. So they have a new mental health section. Like there's just so much newness that is giving it a whole other
brand. Yeah, they have flavor. A mental health section. They updated food and weight loss. And now it is food and nutrition. And they have columnists like Gabby Bernstein on it. But women's health is major. It's the woman's largest health focused media brand. They reach 36 million women in the United States alone. And Liz is the editor in chief there. She has three kids. She's done a bunch of marathons. And she really is just super grounded, super hardworking, super smart. And she really is about the evolution of the brand and she's going to do an amazing job. So we had such a great time at the Hearst offices with her, meeting her in person. Thank you, Lauren Doyle, my sweet, sweet sister, Delta Gamma sorority babe, for hooking up with this interview. Really appreciate it. And so excited for you guys to listen.
Yeah. So, if you haven't already, rate and review on iTunes, subscribe so that our episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays are in your box. Pass this along to friends, you know, any episodes that resonate with you that you think could resonate with someone else, pass them on. And then come see us on tour. So we're on tour right now. And if we are in a city near you or one of your friends or family, you can go to almost30podcast.com/tour. We love you guys so freaking much. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Chosen Foods. Thanks so much to Chosen Foods for supporting the Almost 30 podcast and our obsession with avocados. You probably know Chosen Foods because they started the avocado oil craze. This is a San Diego-based food company, and they offer a variety of healthy fats and clean label products like avocado oil mayo and avocado oil-based salad dressings. They're so delicious. I'm currently obsessed with their wasabi avocado oil mayo. It is delicious and finding its way onto everything that I've been eating. But what I didn't know is that, so when I normally like shop for oils, I'm in the grocery store, down the oil section, there's so many options. I'm sure all of you are just as confused as I am. Which one do you choose? Coconut oil, olive oil, canola oil, vegetable oil, extra virgin this, something, something that. And what I didn't know is that most oils have a lower smoke point of about 350 degrees, like coconut oil and olive oil. But avocado oil has a 500 degree smoke point. So you can use it for baking, sauteing, roasting, you name it. And you don't have to worry about it giving off toxins past a certain smoke point because you're most likely not cooking past 500 degrees. I love this brand. I trust them. These are natural, whole foods, real ingredients, sustainable. I'm obsessed with them. You can go to chosenfoods.com/almost30 and use our promo code almost30 at checkout to get 50% off your entire order of $10 or more. So that's chosenfoods.com/almost30. Use our code almost30 to get 50% off your entire order at checkout. This episode is also brought to you by Spring.
My favorite. The only app I used to shop.
Honestly, It's so easy. And I, you know me, don't like to shop. Mm-hmm. And this makes it so easy.
Plus, if you go to Spring and you get the app, or you go to shopspring.com, you can use our code almost30tour for 20% off. So I know I brought the call to action early on, but seriously, if you're already getting a deal on brands like Free People, Urban Outfitters, Alexander Wang, Gucci, and you get 20% off using our code, that's crazy.
That's crazy. And you get 4% cash back.
Yep.
And it kind of adds up over time.
I just got $150 back.
I love a little cash back action. Same. Lately. I'm like, I'm kind of like earning money and I don't know it, or I forget about it. And then all of a sudden I have it and I'm happy.
Yeah. Like $150 went back in my account after shopping.
So fucking good. So as Krista mentioned, they have some amazing brands, most likely your brand that you love. Over 1500 brands, men's, women's, lifestyle, and beauty. And so it's really easy to use. If you download the app, you can just shop straight from there and you can take a little style quiz. They cater to your style. And this is my favorite quiz I've taken. It's gotten it right.
Yeah, 100%.
Sometimes like I take little quizzes and it's like, no, that's not me.
Yeah, no.
No, but they got it right. And they have athleisure and athletic apparel that we love. And you might find us on the app right now. Mm. Curated activewear with Krista and Lindsay from the Almost 30 podcast. But you guys know we love athleisure. So check out those brands as well. Again, shopspring.com. Use our code almost30tour for 20% off.
Me and Lindsay were talking about how women's health was always like the one that we actually would get valuable information from.
Yeah.
Like I did. I always felt like it actually had actionable insights. And I loved how everything was so easy. It was like five ways to whatever.
Yeah.
Like I always felt like I actually wanted to read it, not just look over.
That is music to my ears. It's and so I true. Felt the same way growing up.
You did. Yeah. It, and then you were talking about.
Yeah. I just felt like it was the magazine that I saw, especially just the covers and the content where I saw myself.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, our idea of like what our bodies actually or think they look like is kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would look in here and I would see strong,
yeah,
real bodies. And it just kind of put everything into perspective that like what I was working with was okay, I guess. I know that sounds very weird, but it's just as a young girl,
Yeah,
it's important to see that.
Yeah.
The founding tagline for the magazine was, "It's good to be you." I just like love that so much.
I love that.
I didn't know that was the tagline.
Yeah, I didn't
That's
know that
really
either.
Cool.
That's so funny. I just think about your little body.
I know. Well,
all girls.
I know.
It's all girls.
It's all girls.
Do you know what I mean? But it's so funny because you're like 7 or something, or you're 10.
And I would die to have that body now.
Honestly, I'm like, 8th grade girls have the best bodies sometimes. Can I talk about your vision? Is that your vision board?
Yeah, my vision/mood board.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it? You guys should see this. So it's right behind her desk, overlooking the city, and it's so cool. Like, what inspired you to do that?
So, as I was interviewing for this job, I started grabbing visuals and memes and just words and ideas that spoke to me, like what I wanted to bring to the brand. And I put them into like a keynote or something, which was a, you know, presentation as I was going through the interview process. And a lot of them come from my own personal Instagram feed, to be honest.
Love it.
But I think, you know, it's happy, it's colorful, it's women of all different shapes and sizes.
I see diversity.
A lot of diversity. It's athletes, it's artists, it's poetry, all the stuff that I wanted to bring into this brand. And so a little bit after we got here into the tower, Elizabeth, my amazing editorial assistant, she like basically got her hands onto the presentation and my Instagram feed and started cutting it all out.
She
made that for me and
what
surprised me. I know.
Wow.
So now it sits in here and kind of inspires me every day.
I love that. That's amazing. I want to do that soon. I want to do something like that.
there's something about having something in front of you mm-hmm. visually.
Yeah.
Kind of like jogging your either creative side or inspiration
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it's always in the background in a good way.
Yeah. Love that.
Thanks.
So talk to us about, okay, I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners. And I'd love to know, you know, the early days, kind of your trajectory to where you are now as the editor-in-chief of Women's Health.
Okay. So my name is Liz Plosser, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Women's Health. I tell people every single day that I have the best job in the entire world, and I mean it with all of my heart. I really do. Mm-hmm. I have spent most of my career in magazines. My very first job out of college was investment banking, which is a whole other story.
Wow.
Oh, want to know that story.
So really fun, really creative.
Right.
Really
right.
You.
Full of women.
Yeah, really healthy.
Couldn't be more different than what I do now. But I pretty quickly figured out that was not going to be my life's passion. And through a series of lucky interactions and friends of friends, I got in front of the editor-in-chief of Self Magazine, Lucy Danziger. My youngest daughter, my daughter is named Lucy, so that tells you how I feel about her. And she took a chance on me after meeting me. There was an open position as an editorial assistant, and I got it. And I've been kind of climbing the ranks and doing this thing ever since. Took a detour to Chicago while my husband was in grad school getting his PhD in economics. And then we came back to New York, and I worked for a little bit at Canyon Ranch. I worked at Cosmo. I worked at Self as deputy editor. I worked at SoulCycle for mm-hmm. a little bit. I went over to the brand side, which was amazing, and I learned so much. And then before this, I was at Well and Good, which is a digital wellness and lifestyle brand. And then this opportunity came up. I think the common thread has been wellness and mm-hmm. health and fitness through it all. Those have always been like content pillars that I'm drawn mm-hmm. to and really passionate about. So I feel so lucky that that's kind of been the backbone of my career.
Love that. And then when you were in iBanking, did you have a breaking point? Like, was there a time when you were like, I just can't do this anymore. This isn't me.
Yeah. I mean, I figured it out quite quickly. I think within the first 3 to 6 months, you're
really?
Just like, oof. I knew I wanted to give it a year. And once the year was up, I was just actively talking to anybody under the sun about their job and did they love it? Did they not love it? How did they get to where they were? And it's funny, I was in such a dark place at that time. I turned to health and wellness to kind of get me through it. I signed up for my first marathon. And I would go on these training runs with these strangers in Central Park and over these long runs, like miles and miles. We were all at different points in our life. Some of them had kids. Some of them had grandkids. Then there was me, who was like a 22-year-old, just talking about our lives. I was just sort of working through, what am I doing with myself? Could I really leave this job that pays so well? And I actually, the night before one of our longest runs, I had a dream that I was an editor at a health and fitness magazine.
Whoa.
I know. And I showed up for that run and immediately told them the story. And everyone was like, you have to do something about this. Like, you have to start talking to people in publishing and media, which I did. And that was kind of like the domino that started it all.
How'd you get those first meetings?
I started leveraging my school community. Mm-hmm. So I went to Princeton and there's a strong network in New York City. And I was very bold. I would just sort of like email people or, people you went to school with, you heard had landed in magazines. Mm-hmm. And people were so nice and lovely and gracious with their time.
Yeah.
And I would try to pay that forward too.
Yeah. I think people, you'd be surprised. Like Lauren and I, you know, we went to college together. We went to DG and it's like so nice to reconnect, you know, with people from school because you sometimes are like underestimate the value, or I do personally, of like college education, but it really is like the connections that you make,
100%.
You know, the most important. And I love that you were bold about it and really like went for it. So did you quit without having a job, or did you meet Lucy?
No. I did the thing where you like get on the radar of the HR person at every big publishing company. Mm-hmm. None of it turned into anything, but you know, you're like a piece of paper in somebody's mm-hmm. filing drawer and sort of crossing your fingers that someday you're the right person. The Lucy meeting happened a good friend from college. We were out at a like, friend of hers' birthday party late at night. And a friend of hers was there and we were chatting about life and jobs and whatever. And when he heard what I wanted to do, he was like, my cousin is the editor of a wellness magazine, Self magazine. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to send her an email and introduce you. And, you know, you wake up the next day and you're like, this is, he's never going to remember. Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen. But he did it. And she was so awesome. She responded and made the time to meet with me.
Wow.
Have you, like you said that she gave you, she took mm-hmm. a chance on you. And was that something that like you have since kind of passed on? Like how has that kind of affected the way you've done business since being in, you know, iBanking, where yeah. I feel like you kind of have to be a little bit, mm-hmm. have that rough exterior?
Well, I think what's interesting about it, I think it's so competitive in this mm-hmm. industry, and every editor trying to get in has had like a million internships and like the perfect experience leading up to mm-hmm. it. I'm very much drawn to job candidates and people who don't have necessarily the traditional background. I think it's really interesting when you kind of pivot away and come back and have something a little bit different or a new perspective to add. So mm. I think just knowing Lucy saw that in me helped me see that in other people too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And for your team now, what do you... Like, how do you manage your team? Like, what advice would you give for anyone that's like managing a team, especially here where you want them to be individuals, but you also want them to kind of live under the umbrella of women's health and like understand and represent the women's health ethos?
Yeah. So I'm so lucky because I have a team of complete rock star, superstar editors that are amazing to work with every day, and they surprise and delight me every single day. So it's pretty, I think that's number one is, hire fantastic people and just kind of get out of their way and let them be really spectacular at their jobs. Definitely something I've learned in this role is I need to delegate more. Mm. I think, you know, you get to a certain place in your career because you're sort of a perfectionist and a type A or mm-hmm. this and that. And like, you really can't touch every single thing to the degree that you might want to. And so that's one thing I do is I try to empower them to do the job, whether it's a story edit or, you know, whatever it might be, the way that they think is best, and to like restrain myself from tinkering unless it really is wrong or I feel like it needs that. Because I think there are a lot of different ways to get something to the finish line, and everybody has their own way of doing it.
How do you empower them?
Well, I think that's empowering.
Something
I've talked about a lot is that when I worked at Cosmo under Joanna Coles, who's the chief content officer at Hearst now, this was very much her style of management.
Uh-huh.
She created a staff of people who were really passionate and really smart, and then she kind of stood back and let them do their thing. And that was incredibly empowering to feel like she trusted you and that you were the expert and that you were really being heard. So, that stuck with me for the past 4 years and definitely something I bring into management.
Yeah, it's so key, especially with all women here, you know, having it be that sort of environment, it's really important to foster that sense of empowerment. I feel like that's something I try to do, but I feel like communication for me sometimes is challenging to completely communicate because it's tiring at times, you know, to completely communicate every single thought that I have.
Yeah.
And you really have to think about the reasoning behind it to make people understand things. So I think being a manager or overseeing people is really challenging. So I can imagine, you know, for you, that can be. I want to talk about this cover too. Coming out of the gates hot.
Yeah. Come on.
Like, can we talk about this? Like, did you always have that vision for Lupita on the cover? How did that come about?
So that's Danai Gurira.
Oh, Danai.
But it is. Oh. She stars in
and Black Panther.
Black Panther, yes.
Danai Gurira. Okay.
So, yeah, we wanted the July August issue is kind of the redesigned, newly evolved women's health. The first issue that was start to finish me and my team under Hearst leadership, and yeah, we wanted to put a woman on the cover who really moved us, who was strong and confident and empowered. And to me, she's like the ultimate example of that. And I think she just looks cool. She looks like amazing. I want to be wearing what she's wearing. Same. You know, she's just, there's like an energy about her.
I didn't know that was Off-White.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's so dope. Beautiful.
So this is our September issue.
Sorry, we're taking this in.
Jenna.
Jenna Dewin.
Uh-huh. this is our naked issue. And there's a naked Jenna on the cover.
Is there a naked everyone?
There's some more nakedness happening inside. I mean, her body is amazing. Mm-hmm. She looks glowy. She looks strong. She looks confident. She's everything we wanted for this.
Yeah.
She is so comfortable in her own skin. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's glowing from the inside out, which is very much the women's health ethos. And this is an issue that's really dedicated to nakedness as like a metaphor for how you're feeling emotionally, mentally, physically in your life. And so we did a big survey with all of our international brands where we asked women across the world about how they were feeling and thinking about their bodies and got the survey results and kind of used those to inform a big package about kind of like a modern take on body image. And honestly, it was really inspiring and uplifting to see where women were. I was almost surprised in some ways, but in a good way. Like one of the questions we asked was what compliment they would most like to receive. Mm. And I was so happy when the highest response rate was for you look fit, where you look skinny was one of the options that they could have selected. So I feel like
there's some really positive results
and that made me feel... Yeah, optimistic about kind of where women are and where we're going.
I love that. How many women were surveyed?
Over 18,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
We interrupt this episode to bring you a word from our sponsor,
FabFitFun. What's in the box? One of our homies, our fave homies, Natasha, works at FabFitFun and she loves her fucking job.
Yeah, man.
How could you not love it?
To be able to deliver full size of like amazing products, full make women happy quarterly. Mm-hmm. I'd say so. So the FabFitFun Fall Box is now on presale. You guys have heard us talk about this before. We love FabFitFun. It's like a little treat quarterly. Boxes start shipping on August 20th. So you can reserve this highly anticipated Fall Box today. We have some spoilers for you.
There's like Reddit threads about spoilers.
I know.
That's hilarious. That is crazy.
That's when you know you've made it.
We need to make a Reddit thread about spoilers about our guests.
So if you didn't know, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box that delivers full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products. And they're delivered four times a year for only $49.99 a box. I don't know if you understand. These are all full-size items. So your box could be valued definitely over $200. It's crazy. So for example... In the Fall Box, every box will include Glam Go Bubble Sheet Mask, Love a Mask, Beauty Blender in the Pro Original Chill Pop Bubble Glow Royal and Apricot or Nude. Those are the colors. I love a Beauty Blender.
Yeah, you use them.
Yeah, I do. I like it. And then all members can choose between the Vince Camuto Luck Tote in Black or Red Desert, which is valued at $128.
I love that you can choose the colors too.
Yeah. Like they just give you options so you don't feel like, oh, I'm getting a box. Don't know if I'm going to like everything. Or you can choose the Crown Brush 6-piece brush set in silver or black. So if you're needing to kind of revamp your makeup brush set, now's the time. So yeah, we love FabFitFun. You know, you should treat yourself. I think it's really, really important.
Or treat a friend.
Absolutely. It's a great, great gift. So you can sign up for FabFitFun today to get your fall box. The FabFitFun fall box is a limited supply. So I would hop on this. They almost always sell out. So you can use our code ALMOST30 to get $10 off your first box. You can go to FabFitFun.com. So FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use our promo code ALMOST30 and you get $10
off. $39.99 for $200 worth of stuff.
Come on!
Enjoy!
This episode is also brought to you by Kopari Beauty. Kopari has been a lifesaver on tour. Okay, so the tour has been a dream. Just a dream. I think the worst part is putting on makeup. Okay, I know we don't have to put on makeup for you guys, but we want to look nice in pictures sometimes. And taking off the makeup is the worst part of our day, to be honest with you. But with the coconut cleansing oil from Kopari, I literally have nothing to fear. It is off in 60 seconds. It's a beautiful, soft, gentle wash. And I didn't know this, but oil pulls oil.
Okay. So I thought, oh, oil clogs my pores. I shouldn't use it. No, no, no. It pulls the oil out of your pores, cleans your skin, leaving it fresh and glowing. I love it so much. This brand is the real deal. They are using 100% pure organic coconut oil sourced from the Philippines. All their products are made as natural as possible with the safest ingredients, promise. No sulfates, no silicones, no parabens, no GMOs, no toxins, nothing. They don't compromise at all. Their products are effective. They are honestly spa worthy. I have a spa in my shower every night. I also love, as you know, the Kapara deodorant. It's my number one. It's my number one. Goes on smooth, clear, smells delicious. I love it. I just stick it in my purse. I can't say enough about it. I actually don't want to talk too much about it because y'all are going to go and buy it and then I'm not going to have any. KopariBeauty.com. You can use our code ALMOST30 for 15% off. So KopariBeauty.com. Use our code ALMOST30 for 15% off. You mentioned naked in terms of also like, you know, mental health. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys have a new section of your publication that focuses on mental health. So I'd love for you to speak on that. We've been talking about it a lot. I think it's something that needs to be shared, especially within community, whether it's between women, between men. And so, yeah, I'd be curious as to what the feedback has been.
Yeah, well, there's some changes to the architecture of the magazine since I came on. And that's one of the big ones is we added a mental health department, which is at least 5 pages of content every issue, plus another page in our warm-up section, which kind of kicks off the magazine. Yeah, like you guys, I think I felt the same. I think we're living in a really turbulent time, whether it's needing help dealing with the stress of what's happening around us or anxiety or sleeping better or just little happiness boosts. I think women need all of those things. And then it's also about exploring more serious topics like depression and eating disorders and things like that. So the content really runs the full gamut. I knew I wanted to do this, but when I arrived at Hearst and I was talking with our digital director, Robin, she simultaneously was exploring mental health content on our digital platforms and seeing a lot of success, especially on our social platforms. Mm-hmm. Wow. So I think both of us had a gut instinct that there was definitely a need and a desire from our audience for more of this content. And we just completed a big subscriber survey and that in the top 10 list of content that readers wanted to see more of, various mental health topics were in the top 10. And that's next to stuff like fitness moves and cooking hacks and nutrition tips. So it was really heartening for me that, you know, we were right on the money. This is definitely, our girl is looking for more of this and it's our job to tell great stories and help her.
Yeah. And then like the addition, it's almost like it's just evolving to become more holistic for women. So it's the mental, it's the physical. And then it seems like there's a little bit more spiritual. So like with Gebbie Bernstein or with just like additions like that, it's becoming like the woman as a whole.
100%. I think definitely what I've learned in my career covering wellness from magazines to the brand side at Soul to the digital side, it's this health and wellness is like a 360-degree holistic thing. Mm-hmm. It is not just dumbbell reps and like having a green smoothie a couple times a week. It bleeds into everything you do. And that is 100% our ethos at Women's Health too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your personal like wellness routine, like self-care? Like how do you, because I can imagine that you're bombarded with a lot of different things, you know, a lot of these, and for us as well, you know, interviewing a lot of people in health and wellness, we're bombarded with a lot. Some we take, some we don't. So I'm curious of how you determine what you're going to add, or do you try everything, or what's that like?
So I kind of get into this in the editor's letter for the September issue. For me, when I feel my best, I am fittest. And for me, that means I'm working out regularly. I'm getting good sleep. I'm eating pretty clean. And, you know, you go in and out of that spectrum and sweet spot throughout your life. I think there are times when you're better at some and better at others. Mm-hmm. But when all three of those are like firing on all cylinders, that's when I feel just like so smart at work, so on it with my kids and family. And I just feel like I'm kind of performing at my peak in all aspects of my life, I would say. So, you know, it can mean different things. One week it might be running and lifting. Another week it might mean going to a soul class or trying a new yoga class. It's kind of like giving your body what it needs at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like in awe that you have three kids and can manage and have like just progressed in your career all the while raising children, being a wife. Truly, because I think about that a lot, because I think, you know, that is one of my dreams to be able to do simultaneously. I don't see myself necessarily taking time off for a long time when I have kids. So, and I'm sure Chris is the same way. And so how have you been able to expand your container in terms of like how much you can take on and how do you digest it, let go of things that maybe aren't for you anymore, take on more things, have enough love, you know?
Yeah.
All of that.
So many good questions. I mean, yeah, it's every day is a bit of a hustle and you just do the best you can. I'm not always the best mom because sometimes I'm working really late or I'm leaving really early. But then on the days that work is slower, I can give more of myself to my family. And so it's kind of like leaning in either direction for me. I think another huge piece of it for me is my husband, who's amazing and has been such a supporter of me and my career. And like I was telling you guys a bit ago, when the nanny called out sick today, like he knew I had a crazy day that I was coming in to do our podcast. And then I have, all these other
dream husband.
I know. So he's the one that's staying home from work and doing a remote work day. And I think that's been key to my success is having a partner who's completely invested in it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And juggling that balance of it. Is it hard sometimes to come in here and shut off from family and vice versa? Like when you get home, is it hard to shut off work in your mind?
Yes. You know, because usually I'm trying to get home at a certain time to be able to spend time with them before they go to bed, which means things get left undone at the office. So you have to actively kind of like shut that off and remind yourself like you're going to get back online later or, you know, take care of those three things on your to-do list that you didn't get done. When I'm at work, I think the real answer to that question is you have to be so engaged in whichever one you're in that moment. And sometimes that takes like active, like, okay, stop thinking about that. You're reading Curious George to your three-year-old now. Put that thought out of your brain. You can focus on that work thing in 15 minutes. And same at work.
Yeah. Just being like an active participant in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about, I know this is kind of going back, but talking about your transition and your career trajectory. So did you always know you wanted to be an editor-in-chief? And then so each of the jobs was kind of like your step to get closer to that? Or did you move through and kind of just go with whatever was most interesting or fit best at the time?
I think as a young editor, my dream was to be an editor-in-chief. Like that's all I wanted. And I was trying to soak up every bit of knowledge that I possibly could. I think at some point, especially when we left New York and moved to Chicago, we never anticipated coming back to New York. I figured after Matt finished grad school, we would like move to Random Town, USA. I would be a freelancer. He would be a professor. So I think my mental perspective on my career trajectory shifted at that point. And not in a bad way. It wasn't, you know, I knew whatever it was going to be, I would be happy and fulfilled and would make the best of it. And then coming back to New York, it kind of reopened that path. But then the world changes so much and media changes so much. And I found myself interested in the brand side and different ways of creating content and different ways of interacting with readers, writers, whoever they might be. This is a long way of saying at times it has been my dream for sure. And at other times, other things have been more interesting and felt like the right direction to go in.
It's weird with your dream, the dream that you had. I wonder if sometimes I think about memories that we've had and they become more significant because things happen.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you would never have become editor-in-chief, I wonder if you would have forgot about that dream. Like the dream that you had. Because it's just, I think about random memories in my life and I'm like, they become significant because of future events.
Yeah. No, it's It's so true. I remember the first time I saw Women's Health on a newsstand.
Yeah.
The old black and white covers. It was like a magnet that drew me in. Like you were saying, you saw yourself in it. I was like, that girl. Like I want to be that girl. I want to read about that girl. I want to see what's inside this magazine. And I became obsessed with Women's Health. This was like 13 years ago when it launched. And I would buy it every month on the newsstand. And it's funny because I would move around from apartment to apartment in New York and then Chicago. And, you know, as you're moving, you try to like curate your belongings and like not take your entire apartment with you. And those black and white issues of Women's Health, I carried them around from apartment to apartment to the point I still have them all these years later.
Wow.
And I think like that would just be a funny thing I did until this job came to be and it was like, oh.
Yeah,
is there like a reason like this was happening?
Yeah. Do you believe in that stuff? Like, what's your spiritual practice like?
I believe that you can manifest things by thinking about them and talking about them. I mean, I think leaving iBanking and getting into publishing is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Like, if I hadn't been talking about it and thinking about it, those conversations and serendipitous moments that led to the first job would never have happened. So I do think it's really important to write down and say out loud the stuff that you care about and dream about.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Are there any holes in this industry, in this health and wellness industry that you are excited to fill or start talking about?
I mean, for sure, mental health, I think, is this big white space that we're going into. I think another thing that's exciting to me is that we have this great opportunity to work with Men's Health, our brother brand, in a way that I don't think has really been leveraged in the past or that can be leveraged even more so. So Men's Health has a new editor-in-chief, Rich Dormant, who I've been working with pretty closely. And we have a couple of projects in the works that we're collaborating on across brands. Wow. Yeah. So I do think as two of the leading global wellness brands, like our power together to reach so many millions of men and women is huge and exciting. And that's definitely something I'm excited about exploring and bringing to life.
Would it be like relationship type stuff or?
A little bit.
Cool.
A little bit of that. Yeah. Always with like a health and wellness vibe to it. And but yeah.
Yeah. And I also just think of men as
dumb. Insignificant. I'm just kidding.
I just think of them as being strong, both physically and mentally. And I think if I were to see, you know, one just kind of a cross relationship between the two brands and able to maybe hear the truth from men, both on mental health, even, you know, their experience with body dysmorphia. I just kind of always think it's like what women deal with. And so, you know, just to basically make everyone human and just take away that idea of gender. And even to talk about, we've talked about it a lot on the podcast, just the masculine and feminine energy and not necessarily having it be something that one sex owns, but that we all have both.
Yeah.
And dancing with that and being able to communicate better if we know more about that.
So true.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think one big thing that's important for me with this brand is that as much as we're offering so much service and tips to help women make positive, actionable changes in their life, at the end of the day, to me, it's like how they feel their best. I don't want to define what that looks like. It's them finding that for themselves. And it's going to be different for everybody. And everybody's on a different point on their journey. And so that's something we're really focused on is like making sure we're meeting women at those various stages. You know, the women who already know every lunge under the sun, and then the woman who's like going to the gym for the first time to do a workout, and apply that to literally all of our content pillars. And just having her kind of figure out what clicks and what doesn't, and the power of making all those choices and finding what resonates with you to like unlock this better version of yourself.
I love that. So you went, and then I want to talk about too, so you went from digital to print. So what was that transition like, and what drew you to that, and what are you applying?
So digital is obviously much more fast paced. Just the amount of content we were pushing out every day was, you know, massive. You can also, you see feedback so quickly that you can apply it just as quickly, which is really fun.
Yeah.
Print has always been my first love, you know, and the type of content I've worked in for the most of my career. And when I accepted the job and started it, I was a little bit like, what's it going to feel like after years away from it? Is it still going to feel the same? And the answer is yes. It's so fun and amazing. It's such a luxury to have time to create something like this that is a tangible printed product that people like sit down and experience. And we take that really seriously with the types of stories we're doing, how meticulously we edit them, the time we can spend with our design team to make a beautiful layout that's approachable and innovative and creative. So I think women's health resonates in different ways wherever our reader is consuming it, but it's really fun to be mostly working on this piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, with digital, it's, I have to, with digital publications, it would be hard for me to, you know, be putting out three pieces of content a day. And it does feel like sometimes I would feel like my stuff got lost. I'd be like, this piece is awesome. You know, and then you put it on, and then the next day you're putting out just as many pieces. So I can imagine like working on a project that you feel really proud of in print would be so fulfilling.
Yeah, it is really fun.
We interrupt this episode to bring you a word from our sponsor,
Poopery.
This must be a dream. This brand I've been using for such a long time now. My mom gave it to me as an apartment gift when I moved in by myself and she knew I was dating someone. Thanks, Mom. And she thought this would take away any fear I had around pooping around boys. Well, she was right. This gives you confidence to poop wherever you are. I would take it with you on the go. Make sure you have it in every bathroom. This is a blend of beautiful essential oils that creates a barrier on the surface of your toilet bowl water, trapping the odor under the surface. Does that make sense? So you spray it on before you go, 3 to 5 sprays, let's say, across the water surface. You just go number 2 as usual, and then the barrier just traps in the smell of the poo. It's the truth. We love this brand. If you haven't already, listen to our episode with founder Susie Batiz. She is such an expander for us. We love her so much. She's doing so much good in the world and is elevating a brand that is fueled by people who are super conscious. And this simple product has changed lives. They also have a new product out right now, which is the Assistant. It's the automatic toilet deodorizer. It automatically spritzes your toilet with the wave of your hand. How cool. Such a good idea. She's just bevy with good ideas. So visit poopery.com, POOPOURRI.com. You can use our code ALMOST30 for 15% off. And just so you know, my favorite Poopery scent, get this, it's a special one. It's the Woo of Poo scent. So it has ginger, neroli, and magic. It's delicious. So let us know what your favorite scent is. You can also get the Shoopery for deodorizing. Can't say it. Deodorizing your shoes, which I use on the regular. Poopery.com. Use our code ALMOST30 for 15% off your first order. This episode is also brought to you by Simple Contacts. I am the worst when it comes to making appointments to have my eyes checked, to update my prescription for my contacts. It's across the board for me. So I really, really appreciate a company like Simple Contacts who is making this task pretty easy for me. So here's how it works. Using your phone or computer, you can take the Simple Contacts vision test in literally 5 minutes. It took me maybe 4.5, from anywhere, your couch, your office, the airport, it doesn't really matter. And then a real doctor reviews your test within 24 hours and writes you a new prescription. And then that's it.
a fresh supply of your brand of contact lenses is on its way to your door. So there's no appointments, no more waiting rooms, and no more overpaying. Simple Contacts brings the doctor's office to wherever you are and wherever you need. And if you have an unexpired prescription, you just have to upload a photo of it or your doctor's info, and then you order your lenses in minutes. It's literally too easy. I don't really know how else to explain it. Just cuts the time more than in half, and they do all of the hard work for you. So for our listeners, you can get $20 off at simplecontacts.com/almost, or you can just enter code almost at checkout. So that's $20 off simplecontacts.com/almost, or you can enter our code almost, A-L-M-O-S-T. You can just save time, save money, and honestly just save yourself the headache of going to the doctor. So simplecontacts.com/almost, or you can use our code almost for $20 off. And I just want to mention that this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You still need those occasionally, but it is the most convenient way to renew a prescription and reorder your contacts if your vision hasn't changed. So enjoy simplecontacts.com/almost. Love ya. You talked about your pillars. Can you share those pillars for the content?
Yeah. So our content pillars are health, of course, fitness, food and nutrition, mental health, and then relationships, I would say, which is a section we call love and life. And then beauty and style as well.
How do you decide, and I know you have a team to help you do this, but in terms of working with various brands, I'm sure you're getting an onslaught of pitches and products and brands and things like that. So how do you decide? Do you always have to try them? Is it like extensive research? We kind of do that on a smaller scale with Almost 30. And sometimes it's difficult because we have to think, it's not just us. Obviously, we have to think about our audience and how they're all over the world. They're at all different levels of on the wellness spectrum, even just going into it or super advanced,
exactly.
You know? So how do you decide?
Well, we feel the same way. We, because our readers trust us implicitly to be the ultimate curators of all this stuff that's out there. Mm-hmm. And you guys know this, the wellness world has like exploded. I think back to my first job itself all those years ago. It's like an totally different world in an awesome way when you're doing what we're doing. So our team of editors meticulously vets everything. We never recommend a product or say something's worth buying and, you know, tell you how to shop for it unless we've tried it and we believe in it. So that's super important to us. And I think over the years, our readers have learned that we have serious cred and we're not just like plugging something to plug it. So that's majorly important to us. And I know you guys feel the same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very important. What are some wellness things that you're obsessed with right now? Any brands or thing, workouts, practices?
So I'm obsessed with this place that opened, a little less than a year ago, I want to say now, called Recover NYC.
Cool. I'm all about recovery lately.
Me too.
Tell me more.
So this place is awesome. I'm often there and catalog it on my Instagram. But it is a studio that has all these different recovery modalities. My favorite one is the air compression booties. That you guys done those?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen them, but I haven't done them.
Oh, you got to try it. So they go from your foot to the top, you know, up to your hips.
Yeah.
And they squeeze air in and out. And it just, it feels like all the lactic acid and aches and pains are just like melting out of your legs. Yeah.
It's amazing. With especially you as a runner.
Yeah. And all your riding, it just, you can feel the difference afterwards. And they have other stuff there, like a water massage table. Rick, the owner, is a trainer and also a physical therapist. So he like did a body alignment on me. I was having some hip pain on my left side when I was running. It would show up toward the end of a run and then kind of hang out the rest of the day. I don't know what he did to me. I mean, I know what he did to me, but it's gone. Yeah.
Like a chiropractor almost, but not.
He's not a chiropractor, but I've actually never been to one, but the way people talk about their chiropractors.
Did he crack?
things?
He didn't crack things. Okay, he kept like adjusting like where my pelvic bone was. And then he would have me like do a move and he'd be like, okay, stand back up. We got to do blah, blah, blah again.
It's like resistance stretching sometimes too.
He did a bunch of resistance stretching and some core moves that I was like, why are we doing core moves? This is about my hip. But he was right.
Wow.
And it felt instantly better. And I kept waiting for it to come back. And this has been like more than a month since he did this treatment on me. And my hip has not bothered me once since.
Wow.
So I think he and his team are really smart. And whether you're just tired and achy from city life, or you're an athlete, you know, an instructor or like a runner or whatever you might be, there's something there for you. And they have this thing that I ended up getting and I use it at home now called the Hypervolt. Have you guys heard of this?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm surprised you don't know.
It's like the Theragun.
It's, I find that the noise level is softer.
Oh, cool.
And it has different nozzles you can put in it. Yeah. So
what do you do with it?
I like rub it all over my muscles every night on my
end. And what does it do?
It's like a self-massage.
Really?
And kind of like trigger point therapy and foam rolling all in one.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
You need to know about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hypervolt.
Hypervolt?
Mm-hmm. Hypervolt.
Okay.
We just...
Volt. Okay.
Did we write it about it in July, August, Lauren?
Hypervolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a...
Pop quiz.
To show you how obsessed I am with recovery, we did a page on the best recovery products. And this is one of the ones that we...
It's the secret
sauce.
That's
on point.
Yeah.
I think so key. I don't know when it was, but... Well, maybe even with SoulCycle, you know, like that craze where it's like... High intensity cardio all the time. Shed the fat. Do this. Do that. And I love SoulCycle, but I don't think you can do it all the time and have that be your only workout.
Right.
But I do feel like as women are getting hip to the idea that the body needs rest just as much as it needs that high intensity, or else it's gonna. I don't even know what the scientific explanation is, but holding on to this kind of like surface layer of fat or the inflammation.
Body is in stress mode. Yeah.
Stress.
I feel like whenever I'm very stretched out, my body looks leaner too.
Yeah.
Like my butt looks fuller because it's not so like tight against
my
hips.
Well, you stand differently too.
Stand
like
different.
Your arms are back. You're standing up straighter. That's another big thing that's happening in New York right now is all these stretch studios that are opening.
Wow.
We have some in LA.
Yeah.
Obsessed with them.
Yeah.
So good. I think Stretch Lab is coming to New York.
Oh,
it's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. like a chain, but so that's great. And what is, you know, nutrition look like for you day to day?
So most days I start with a smoothie. I have coffee before I run or lift or whatever class I take in the early morning. I don't have a meal first. I find it gives me like a side stitch and I just don't want something at 5 in the morning. But then I come home and I usually make a Vitamix and I make a big like almond butter, milk, blah, 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 smoothie for my kiddos and me. Usually there's banana in there. And lunch can be a little bit of anything. It could be a salad at my desk. If the day is crazy, I might just be having like Quest bars throughout the day and nibbling more. And then at night, we love to cook. So I think we probably do take out like once every 6 weeks, which makes us unicorns in New York City.
Truly, yeah. I was going to say.
I know. I'm really lucky because Matt, my husband, loves to cook.
Mm.
And that's like his way of unwinding.
He's a unicorn.
I know.
Yeah, honestly. What the heck, Matt? Hello.
I know. It's his way of unwinding at the end of the day. So he usually has some great idea for what we're going to cook for dinner. So like last night we made a quinoa bowl with grilled chicken and avocado and roasted corn and like some
crazy...
Do
the kids eat at all?
I was going to say, do the kids like to eat well?
No. Sadly, we eat after the kids go to bed. So we eat pretty late. They're the...
It takes like four hours to eat. They sit at the table for 80 hours.
Brown and tan things.
Yeah. They...
For a while.
Literally, my son George calls French fries chicken. We're like,
He's going to call everything, chicken.
It's kind of hilarious when he does it, but it's a problem too.
That's amazing. So cute.
Last question for me. What do you think... So looking at your career path, what do you think has been made you so successful, you know, to actually fulfill your dream of becoming an editor-in-chief at Women's Health? Like, what's different about you? You know, what can other women who want to be in a similar position as you do to help perpetuate their career in the place where they want it to be?
Wow, that's a big question. I think one quality I have is I am always open to new opportunities and learning something extra. So I never feel, wherever I've been in my career, like I'm above something or that I already knew how to do it and didn't need to like take the class or ask somebody for help. That has, one, helped me learn a lot of new skills that I wasn't necessarily looking for, but that have been really helpful. And it's also just kind of like opened new doors to new people and new, you know, like, oh, I'm interested in that and I didn't realize it. So I think hard work and to be open to possibility, where however tiny or huge it might appear at the time.
Mm, love that.
Okay.
Yeah. And last question for me, where do you see women's health going? I think it's come even so far since you've been at the helm, but what are you about bringing?
Oh, this
to
is
your readers?
Just, it's already such an epic global brand that reaches like 35 million women a month. It's amazing. I think this is the most exciting time for wellness right now. Mm-hmm. And for, we have such an opportunity to reach so many women and like really be the ultimate brand and voice in this space. And so we want to keep working so hard to tell those stories and to find new women to reach and to share the good word, the good women's health word with them.
Yeah, you do. I think like the storytelling is so important and you guys do it so well. For women to be able to see themselves in someone else's story is like, it's underrated. So. Mm-hmm. You know, we love the lists and we love the, you know, mapped out workouts and then nutrition stuff, but to hear stories, I think so too.
Really
special.
And I think for this brand, like the possibilities for extensions off the printed page and outside of the social and digital space, they're just endless. Like, and there's so much creativity in this building. So all the new ways we can create content and infuse our ethos and outlook on health and wellness, I think it's really exciting to see where we'll go next.
So exciting.
Love it. Great little bow.
I know.
Great little bow on our interview.
This is a dream.
Yeah.
We are truly.
Thanks, guys. For me too.
Aw.
So grateful. Truly. How can people find you? So I know you have an Instagram. Can they follow you wherever you go?
Your thoughts? Is it private?
Yes,
is it just the babes?
It's a mix. People like the babes, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like my running picture? No. They just like the pictures of my blonde children
right
now.
Nuggets.
My Instagram handle is at Liz Plosser, LizPlosser.
Great.
So yeah, you can check me out there. And the women's health handle, of course. Women's Health Mag.
I was going to ask that. Story. And stay tuned for this beautiful, is it September issue?
Yeah.
Of Women's Health. Has this been done before?
This is the second time the U.S. version has done a naked issue.
Wow, it's beautiful.
You know, a lot has changed in the past year since all the Me Too stuff has come out. It's like a bit of a different time. So we were really committed to continuing this theme, but through the modern lens of what has happened and where our culture is today. So I'm really proud of what the team's put together and I can't wait for the world to see it.
Yeah, you should be proud. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Join the Secret Facebook group so we can talk about this episode. Mm-hmm. Thanks for subscribing, rating, and reviewing. You're the bomb. Mm-hmm. Coming to you from New York.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
See you later. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Come on, hope you enjoyed that conversation with Liz Plosser. How cool is she? Editor-in-chief of Women's Health Magazine, a magazine that I adore and have always adored. But as it evolves, especially with Liz and her team, I mean, it's really something to witness. It's a sign of the times. Just me left in this outro. Krista had to scoot. She's working on something else for the podcast. We got to split our time. We got to like split our bodies. We basically morph into four people constantly. But we love you guys. We will see you on tour. almost30podcast.com/tour. See if we're coming to a city near you. If not, write into us. We want to come to a city near you. Period. The end. We're going international in the new year. So our international listeners, please message us, DM us, email us. We want to know where you are. And if you want us to come and see you. Maybe a sleepover. It could be intimate. We love you. We love you. Thank you for your support as always. If you subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, it does mean the world to us. And we are always listening. You guys are the reason why we have grown and why our show has evolved and keeps evolving. So please don't hesitate to contact us. We love you. Stay tuned for a new episode on Thursday.